Oasis Audio presents Mark of the Raven by Morgan L. Busey. Read for you by Jamie Draper. Chapter 1. Cold. So cold. Every breath came out like a faint wisp, a lingering spirit within the sanctuary, only to evaporate into the frozen air. Celine pulled her fur-lined cloak tighter around her shoulders as she knelt before the priest inside the sacred halls. Mother knelt on her left, her head bowed and covered with her dark cloak. Amara, Celine's sister, knelt to her right. Behind them knelt a dozen other disciples, all garbed in black with hoods pulled over their heads. Wrought iron chandeliers hung along the lofty sculpted ceiling, their braziers empty of light. Pale wintry sunlight shone across the stone floor from the tall, narrow windows on either side of the sanctuary. The priest spoke in the old tongue as he walked before the disciples. His dark robe swished along the stone floor, his boots a bare whisper. Incense rose from the golden burner that swung from his gnarled hand. Celine's knees grew numb as they pressed into the stone floor. The incense filled her nostrils, the priest's words her mind. She did not understand the old tongue, only a few of the words. For as long as she could remember, the morning of every new moon was spent in the sanctuary, and prayers were raised to the Dark Lady. The priest stopped in front of Celine. She glanced up and blinked. Pale, watery blue eyes stared down at her from sunken sockets rimmed in shadow. His head was covered with the mantle of his dark robes, but here and there tufts of woolly white hair stuck out. His nose was long and thin, with only slits for nostrils. His eyes widened as he stared down at her in a trance. He began to speak fervently and swung the incense globe in front of Celine. Heat rushed through her veins, burning away the chill inside her bones. She glanced at her mother, then her sister from the corner of her eyes. The priest had never done this before. Her mother glanced back with the barest hint of surprise on her face. Amara appeared even more shocked under her otherwise cold veneer. Celine glanced back at the priest. He suddenly stopped and went stiff. Slowly, he bent over and placed a finger on her forehead. His finger was like an icicle, and she suppressed the urge to shiver. "The Dark Lady will be with you tonight," he said, speaking plainly for the first time. Then he moved his finger across her skin in the shape of a T. A sensation like ice water spread from his finger across her face, then down her back. Celine shivered this time, and her heart thudded inside her chest. She wanted to stand and run away, but fear kept her in place. She tried to swallow, but her mouth was dry. His finger left her forehead, and his eyes returned to their normal, watery appearance. He straightened up and started chanting again in the old tongue as he turned around and headed back to the platform at the front of the sanctuary, seemingly oblivious to his trance from moments before. Celine clasped her fingers together. She could still feel his cold finger sliding across her skin, marking her with some invisible sign. Did Mother know what it meant? She seemed as surprised as Celine at the priest's sudden gesture and words. What did the priest mean by the Dark Lady being with her tonight? The moment the priest finished the benediction, Celine got to her feet. Amara stood as well. Mother continued to kneel with her head bowed. For a moment, Celine wondered if she should wait, but then she turned and left. If Mother wanted to talk, she would come. Celine walked down the long corridor and past the other disciples, ignoring the hooded glances sent her way. Amara followed her toward the back of the sanctuary. The smell of the incense
Sample complete. Ready to continue?